Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Torah of the great Gaon, Reina Rabbeinu Mufla v'Amufla, with Tzion HaKohen Kan. We're in Simon Beis of the Avni Tzion and Chelik Beis. And here he has a letter to Reich Hoshev Avreich, Reb Simcha Bunim Shriver from Lugano. And in the first year we did most of us Aleph. Now in those Beis, he writes, V'risi the He writes, "Verisi the quote Rosen lahayir ativrei quote Kedushat Adoni Yav Zikni." Hagoyin Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger asks the following question, but it comes out from Tosas and Chulin and Avkuf Gimel Amud Beis, and this is the Rabbi Kiva Eger and his Chedushin to Chulin. Avkuf Ein Zayin Midapei Hasefer. So he asks on the Tosin Chulin of Kimel Beis Rasul Choku that lechol devrayim the din would be that if a person eats two complete evarim and each one of them is a chatzi zayis, it's mitzdarif to get malchus because each one is a shame aver. What Tosin writes is that if a person was mechalik a kizayis of evarim and achai outside of his mouth, then he's pater because in order to be mechayiv, the kizayis has to have a shame aver when he puts it into his mouth. So if that's the case, then if he takes two chatzis esim, and each one is an aver shalim, so it has a shem aver when it goes into his mouth, and then there'd be mitzdarif. So that's what emerges according to Tosfos, that if you take two averim shleimim, and each one of them is a chatzis ayis, it's mitzdarif to get malchus, since each one of them is a shem aver, and altogether there's a kizayis of aver menachai. However, that chiddush of Tosfos is contradicted by Tosfos Me'ila of the Zayin of an Alti Masl Meisve. So Tosfos Me'ila holds not like that. The kasha on Rabbi Kiva Eger is that Aver Menachai is a chiddush, like we see there in the Gemara in Chulin, that every menachai is considered a chiddush. Because normally you're not chai for gidin and atzamas, and you're chai for gidin and atzamas, so that's a chiddush. And ein lecha ba'al chidusha. And if a person's only chai ba'al achilas every menachai, ba'ofin shish be'ever atzmai belit seir of kizayis. That the Aver itself has to have a kizayis. And we can't be marichiv yisr and say that din applies also if he eats two Averim and each of them has a chatzi zayis. Because by a chiddush, we have a klal of ein lecha bo lechidusha. So in other words, he's asking Rabbi Kivega's understanding of Tosfos. Rabbi Kivega is medayik from Tosfos. That if you put two chatzi Averim in your mouth, and if you eat two Averim shlem, and each one of them is a chatzi zayis, then it's dari for malchus. How can that be? Aver menachai is a chiddush, because you're chayiv even on gidin ratzos. And from a chiddush, ain lecha bo lechidusha. So how can we expand the chiddush and say that one is chayiv if he eats two evarim and each is a chatzi zayis? Ain lecha bo lechidusha. And therefore you're only going to be chayiv if you eat an evar and that evar has a kizayis. But the two evarim should be mitzdarif, can't be. So Rabbi Kiva Eger has to steer between this tosis and a different tosis of Me'ila. But how can you understand this tosis that way? Tosis can't be saying that. Tosis can't mean that if you put two Averim in your mouth, if you put two complete Averim in your mouth, and one has a Chatzi Zayis, and the other one has a Chatzi Zayis, but they're mitzdarif. Because they're mechabo lechidusha. And therefore, one's only mechayiv if one puts one Aver in his mouth with a Kizayis. But not that two are mitzdarif. That's the kasha on the minchas on the Rabbi Kiva Eger. Now the minchas chinuch asks about the stiras and sugyas that in chulin kuf kim on the beis we say be'ever minachai choku b'chutz pater, that if he broke it up in half outside of his mouth and then ate it, he's pater. And Rashi says the reason is because ever minachai zechidus tekidin atzamas amitztari v'en lechol v'lechidusho. And Achilas Machmir Vasachas, and it's not Mitzdarif with the Achilas Pras. So therefore, if Cholkom Yibachutz, he's Pater. If he split it up outside and didn't eat it together. It's not mitzdarif b'chdei achilas pras. That's one sugya. And yet in Zvachim, fraktu minchas chinuch amitzvah kusamach aleph b'soifoi, in Zvachim, tafayin amad aleph, there's sakadai tachamin adin avela shimitami b'es ha-bliya. Chidushu b'afiliyos m'chdei achilas pras namalatami kamash malon. So since nevela, that it's mitame one, b'es ha-bliya, that's a chidush. You don't find that by other tumas, only by nevela. And nevela is mitame a person dafka b'beis ha-bliya, and where when he swallows it, so that's a chiddush. So therefore, one would think one would be chayv even more b'chdei achilas pras, that it's mitzdaif the kezayis, even if it's more than k'dei achilas pras, usually he'll also become tame. Since it's a chiddush that it's mitame b'beis ha-bliya. So Yosem Achdei Achilas Pras also going to be with Tami and Kamash Malam. But that's a steer on Sugis. Why? Because why don't we say, like in the Gemara and Chulin? Because that Al the Chiddush, you're only Chayav Bevas Achas, not Bechdei Achilas Pras. How can you have a Havimin in Zvachim, and then Avela you're going to be Chayav, even Yosem Achdei Achilas Pras? Because it's a Chiddush. By Yiv Menachai we say Fakert. Because it's a chiddush, you're only chayv b'vas achas. Even b'chdei achilas pras doesn't work. The sechor is tir and sugis. That's the shtak akasha of the minchas chinuch. And now we have a whole list of marim mekaymis, chasim sofer, chayim kuf mem, chidush of lechulin, kuf gimel, shutim reyesh eredei kuf tezvav, shol meishiv madur v'yachelik v'esim kuf tzadiyei. Libar maslam nachzrel nineinu tshuvas marasham, chelik v'esim reish chavavos chavalif. Marina Ravino didn't have a computer. This is all from memory. Shuvas Mishnas Rebbe Lazar, Mishnas Lazar Madur Tinyan Simon Ches Ois Gimel. Shuvas Zera Avram Chelik Aleph Simon Yer Gimel Ois Tes. So the Chalkas Yoyav and Yeredei and Simon Tes is Mitarit. And Mitzach Tumai Kondav Zayin Tzof on Beis and Machlokas Rebbe Yudim Rebbe. V'chol Chidu Shechit Shetar L'chumra. Do we say in L'cha Bo'al Chidu Shaw or L'hefech Gimel since the Torah was Machmir. In one, we're going to also be Machmir in the other. Any chiddush that we have, the Torah is mechadish l'chumr. Do we say in the chabur l'chidusha? Or do we say no? That since the Torah is machmi here, the Torah is machmi elsewhere. The mayor holds in ksubas, taflam beis on beis, that by knas, even though the person is killed, he pays the knas. So he holds that kol she'a chiddush l'chumra, if the chiddush is l'chumra, then we're going to be machmir even more. Since a chmir ator b'chad, and achmir gam b'idach. We don't say l'chabol l'chidusha. We expand the chumra. It's a machlok, it's a moit kadim. Do we expand the chumra, do we not expand the chumra? So, Rebbe Meir holds in Ksuvos that we expand the chumra. Because knas is a chiddush, and we expand the chumra of knas, and we say that even if he's killed, he has to pay. So the sugi in Tzvachim, which says that by nevela you would think that he's chayv even more than k'dei achilas pras, is holding, according to it, like Rebbe Meir, who says that if you have a chiddush, once you have a chiddush, you expand the chiddush, you extend the chiddush. And the Sugi Nechulin, which says that Ein l'chabor l'chidusho and achilas mashma b'vas achas, and therefore Eiv Menachai, since it's a chiddush, it's not mitzdarif b'chdei achilas pras. So there we say, Ein lecha bo lechidusha. So really, it's not a steer on sugis. They're going according to two different days. The sugi in Tvachim, and as a havamin, you're going to be chayv nevela, even yosim echdei achilas pras. It's like with Meir, who says that once you have another one chiddush, so then it brings along another chiddush. Never there's a havamin that it's going to be mitzdarif even more than echdei achilas pras, this nevela. in the Sugya Nechulin. So then Lechabel Chidusho. So therefore, you can't. All that you have is the Chiddush, i.e., that you're chayav for eating this Erev Menachai. We're not going to extend it beyond that. We're not going to extend it beyond that and also be mechayiv you for k'techilas pras. It has to be v'asachas because the chil is v'asachas mashma. So it's really a machlekes in Sylvia. It's not a steer, it's a machlekes. Shuvus chasim sefer chasim mishpat simuch of Zion holds that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Meir that you get malchus and you pay. So what does that mean? It means that he holds also that if you have a chiddush, you expand the chiddush. So not only is malchus is that you get malchus, but you're also going to pay. Even if you pay, you still get malchus. So marchivin is a chiddush. And so it says in the Sefer Minchas Yud Zvachim. Let's use Rabbi Kiva and Shua Shoach Al Chayav Chayav Kol Shua, because a chiddush, where we find that somebody speaks and brings a carbon. And since the chiddush is chayav even kol shua. You see, once you have a chiddush, you expand the chiddush, and you chayav even kol shua, and therefore shua shalach is chayav kol shua. Look in the sefer Aruch Mishpat and Aruch Chaim Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Gimel Midaf Yad Sefer Mizeh. So this inyan of ein lechabel lechidushay is not lekulei alma. That, according to Rabbi Moed Kotten, and according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Akiva, where there's a chiddush, you expand the chiddush. You don't say in the chabal chiddush, you expand the chiddush. And according to them, we can say be'ivim menachai she'ha'oichel she'ha'oichel shnei varim uchochei yesh chatzi zayis. You eat two evarim, and each one has a chatzi zayis. They're mitzdar flukos, since each one has a shame evar. You're reading a proper Eivim Menachai. I don't have a shear on each one, so they combine. And you don't say in the Chalbel HaChidusha, you expand the Chiddush. Yes, Eivim Menachai is a Chiddush, but you expand the Chiddush. And say that you're even chayiv if the Eivim doesn't have a whole Kazayis. You eat two Evarim of a Chatzis Zayis. So Rabbi Kiva is correct in his understanding. Of Tosfos. They're not Chinami. You have two Evarim of less than his eyes. And it's tarif. And you don't say in the Chabal HaChidusha. It's a Slav L'Kulei Alman. And everyone holds it in the Chabal HaChidusha. We have Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, who hold that once you have a Chiddush, you expand the Chiddush. The only problem is difficult to understand Rabbi Kiveger's Sarachim. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that the Tosfos in Zvachim, it said if you have two Evarim Shleimim, each one is a Chatzis Zayis, then it's time to give you Malchus. And that's against Tosfos in Me'ilah. Tosfos in Me'ilah writes, V'chatzi Ever Mizeh, V'chatzi Ever Mizeh. And together it's a Kazayis. So this writes your Patek. So where does he get from Tosfos that if you have two Evarim Shleimim, each one Pachos in the Kazayis, that they're not Mitztarif? Only not mitzvah if it's a chatzi aver. But if it's a full aver, then it would be mitzvah. Adarab, Tosis was noiked loshin chatzi aver mizeh, but chatzi aver mizeh. So mashmir was neshnei varim shleimim. And they are mitzvah. And not mitzvah if you have chatzi aver mizeh, and altogether it's a kezayis. But there's shnei varim shleimim, and each one's less than a kezayis, and altogether it's a kezayis. And they are mitzvah. So Tosis mil is taka like Tosis in kulim. What's the kasha? What's Rabbi Kivega's kasha? And the tshuvas of Rabbi Kivega, and the chiddush of Rabbi Kivega, there he asks, "Name a gami gid anoshim, a man dar meimni gidim anoy same time, but the chiddush they know it's starved because the chiddush is press." According to the Man Diomar, ain't begidim in the same time, and it's a chiddush because there's no time and you're still chayiv. So we say, Rav Menachai is a chiddush, because you're chayav on gida man atzamis. So why don't we also say, v'gida noshe, l'man deyom me gida noisim tam? That it's a chiddush. And therefore it's not mitzdarif l'chdei chilis pras. That's Rav Kivegas kasha. Gida noshe is also a chiddush. Because ain't begidim and noisim tam, according to that opinion, ain't begidim and noisim tam. It's a chiddush that you're chayav for eating something that doesn't have tam. So since it's a chiddush, why don't we say that it's not mitzdarif l'chdei chilis pras? If you hold in the chabor the chidusha, so by every menacha, by gida noshe, it shouldn't be mitzaref with the echelus press. And talk of the prima godni here and since samchei writes like that bemis, lemis al piemis. But since it's a chiddush, by gida noshe, it's not mitzaref with the echelus press. So it's a menchas chinuch. It's for gimel. And she was ksav sefer yarede simin lamedal. A menchas chinuch mitzvah test. Writes like this about Seor, and it's not Roel Achila, even though the Torah is Machayvim. And that's the Chiddush. So if so, by Seor, if it's Levin, it's Tafu Vasachas, but it's not Mitzarif with Echilus Pras. By any Chiddush Echasim Soifer, I'm Mitzarif with the Zarat of Samaches, and in Shratzim Amutzim, by the Chiddush, I'm not Mitzarif with Echilus Pras. Shratzim are gross, they're disgusting. So it's a Chiddush that you're Chayv for Yenem, so it's not Mitzarif with Tafu Vasachas. Ain the kan feyone yodeh shu chivus chasim soik saf sofi yodeh lamadal Yerushalmi nazir perak vav alach alef vish vachidish avi kivegu sofa ratza shol lachadish kem vishuus bitui vachidish kem vishuus vudoch advarav shu vizera avram chelak alef simin yigim alo salaf yir alef vizeh min chaschin al shenayin beis he writes that linyan chartzim in nazir that it's a chidish atzeh vissam yodeh simin peizayin lagon rabbi yeshua mi prag Shuvizera Avram. Also, they write that Lini Basar B'chalav. Basar B'chalav is a Chiddush. The Basar B'chalav is Asar. Basar is Matar. Chalav is Matar. So Basar B'chalav is a Chiddush. When they live together, that it's Asar. Therefore, it's Amit Starf with Teichel is Pras. So writes the Chemdes Yisrael about the Din of Heter Mit Starf with Isar. Heter is Mashed in the Shir of Isar since the Tzeruf is a Chiddush. It's not mitzarif if the echel is pras, it has to be about sachas. That's how he explains Shat Nigmaran Psachim Mim Aleph, Mim Ham and Aleph, Nazir Lam Zainim Beis. That it says Isser Beheter, Basachas, Isser Visser, Bezachaseh, meaning. If it's Isser v'heter, they're mitzdarif only if you eat them together, because the chiddush that heter mitzdarif l'isser. Whereas if it's Isser v'isser, they're mitzdarif even b'zeach or zeh, even with the echilas pras, because that's not a chiddush. So based on what we said, all this is totally machlokas. Meaning all of these days that we saw, that since it's a chiddush, we say, Emlecha Abo L'chidusha. It has to be B'Vasachas. That's only if you hold that Emlecha Abo L'chidusha. But we have other opinions in the Tanaim that no. That you're Marchiv the Chiddush. And therefore, it would not only be B'Vasachas, it would even be Kirtei Chilas Pras. You don't limit the Chiddush. You can even be Marchiv it. So the Vadai that you would say B'Kirtei Chilas Pras. In these cases where it's a chiddush. So that is some food for thought, literally and figuratively. And Mitzvah Hashem, we have gained some ground in this beautiful Sefer, and we have loads more to say. So please stay tuned, and thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.